from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You mentioned the Cowboys just in how you view them this year. So CBS Sports is going through and, you know, they were talking about the divisions, but also kind of the teams that are a class of their own. And the Chiefs, we know, are in their own class if we were to discuss tiers. And they represented the Chiefs in that way. They said, hey, tier one, in a league of their own, there's only one team. It's the Chiefs. They're going for a three-peat. No issue there. We all agree. And then they list what they call real deal contenders, the Ravens and Buffalo and Houston. I think it's interesting that already we're putting the Texans in that category with Baltimore and Buffalo. No Cincinnati, by the way, listed in that tier. Tier three.
Too disrespectful.
They go to fringe contenders. Bengals, Jets, Dolphins. Cincinnati, if you can ensure that Joe Burrow's healthy, they're not a fringe contender. They are a contender. It's whether or not they have a healthy quarterback. Because I like the Jets and Dolphins are, of course, fringe contenders. That's more than fair.
I think the Texans have passed the Bills, to be honest with you. I think it's Kansas City and Baltimore. I put Houston. Listen, I know that you always worry about the one-year wonders in the NFL. We've seen it twice with the Jags whenever they went to the Blake Bortles to the title
Lions
game.
Lions last year in a way.
We've seen these teams just fall off, but I don't see it with the Texans. I like the moves they made. DeMeco Ryans seems to know what he's doing. Look, he kicked the hell out of the Cleveland Browns in the playoffs. I think San Francisco's defense struggled since DeMeco Ryans left there and went to Houston. But I think the Houston Texans with C.J. Stroud, I'm buying into that team. I know you want to see them do it twice. You want to see them back it up because that's been the big problem in the NFL.
It's got real pressure now.
It's what makes the Chiefs so impressive. You know, six straight AFC title games. It's so hard to get back and do that, not fall off. And they've been able to do it. Buffalo, I'm going to wait and see. I don't like that wide receiver room. They have their MVS, might not even make that team. At that point, that just shows you the kind of the situation that they're in. But Baltimore, I think, is tier one.
Well, isn't that actually a good thing? If MVS doesn't make the team, couldn't you argue that's a good thing for Buffalo?
No, because it means, well, all the receivers are bad. I'm just saying that he's not even good enough to make that team, and that means it shows you their quality of receivers that they do have, which is even worse than that.
There is a case, I think, that you could say
he just drops everything.
There's a case, I guess, you could say the Bengals are fringe contenders because of the question about Joe Burrow's health.
The schedule,
I think that might lead you to make them fringe contenders, but I would say, I mean, if we know, again, this is like the Jalen Daniels thing. We know if everybody's healthy, every single quarterback is healthy, I think the Bills are maybe more fringe contenders than the Bengals are because of what you said, Bink, the stuff that they've had with the wide receiver room and the depletion there, Josh Allen having to do everything, still Sean McDermott being the head coach and not being able to get it done. There's more, I think, that leads you to believe the Bills would be fringe contenders more than the Bengals would be if everybody's healthy.
And the big concern with the Bengals is the offensive line. That offensive line seems to be better for him. Marius Mims, I think it's going to be better than I thought. Marius Mims is getting some rave reviews.
The challenge,
from what I've seen. You've seen that? I've seen the Marius Mims gets, and the schedule's weak. They're again, their 17th game. When you look, they play the Panthers because they were last place team.
Yeah.
Bengals will not be last place this year. Buffalo, I'm not buying yet, man, because if they had the defense where they were number one defense, when that 13-second game, that was the number one defense in the NFL. Last year, they were sixth in scoring defense. I think they take a step back. If Buffalo has been better than what they are this year, and to expect them to be a good contender when that roster was better on the Buffalo Bills the last couple of years than this year, not buying it.
Don't we have to say, though, if we're going to say, you know, a real contender, start with what's the chance of you winning your division? And so let's go through the teams that we're talking about. Obviously, Kansas City is going to win the AFC West. Massive favorites they're going to. Baltimore, not so sure, but is that the one division where you could not win your division and still say you're a true contender? I think the answer is yes. That's the one division you could finish in second, and I would still say you're a contender.
Because if IU gets up in Pittsburgh, I mean, that's going to change. So, I don't think Cleveland's going to be that great.
So you could lose the division crown and still come out of that division as a contender. Yeah. I think that's true. Can you say the same thing? The AFC East, like Buffalo's the favorite on paper. The odds markets at FanDuel and everything say that.
New England sucks.
New England is going to be terrible. The Jets, I think they got a great roster. Questions about
Huge
the coach.
Question mark.
And Rodgers, once again, is a major storyline. What's he going to be? And then Tua in Miami, they still have all the speed.
That's a team I have taken a step back as the Dolphins.
So that's where I get when we're having the conversation about who's a contender. I think Buffalo is absolutely still a contender because in that division, like the path to get, they have a more likely chance to win their division than Cincinnati has to win the AFC North. Right? They have a better chance of doing
here's
that.
Here's the deal, though, Alex. They were a better team, the better roster last year. They were. They're top six scoring offense, top six scoring defense. Keep this in mind.
Right.
It took them the last game of the year beating Miami to get into the playoffs. Yes, they were the number two seed. They were, could even be the number two seed or not even the playoffs. That is how close. And to be honest with you, if Kadarius Toney's on sides and not offsides, Buffalo's out of the playoffs.
Right. I
know. Buffalo didn't even make the playoffs.
There's a lot of games.
Doesn't that go to show you how good the AFC East was, though? I think last year, you could, like, if Miami would have won and they would have been the two seed and Buffalo were, say they were the seven, you could make a case that Buffalo would still be contenders to your point, Gold. I think that there's even the AFC's last year was that way. I don't know if it's, I guess it's that way this year because things are a little bit different now. But yeah, I would say the AFC North is the one division.
From text line 913-586-7610. This is from the 816. Can Josh Allen elevate a group of misfit wide receivers like Mahomes did? Is the question. It's a very fair question. Yes, and that is why I actually like, not to get too much down the road of MVP conversation, we'll have time to do that closer to the season. It's why I actually really do like Josh Allen's chances to win MVP this year, and it's why he will be someone I have a preseason bet on to win MVP, and it's not that much of a long shot. He's still got some of the best odds, but he has the narrative, I think, on his side, Bink. For all the question marks that you just listed are fair, but that's also why I like his case. When it comes down to it, if Josh Allen wins the AFC East, has a really good year with everybody saying your wide receivers suck. The same thing we said 2 years ago when Mahomes won it. Yep. That, remember, it's not a postseason award, so I'm not telling you the Bills are going to the Super Bowl. But if Josh Allen wins the AFC East with what is supposed to be a bad wide receiver room or inexperienced, unproven, that's the narrative, right? And he goes out and has a really good statistical season, I liked the narrative on his side over a Patrick Mahomes narrative where people are going to say, oh, Mahomes is going for a three-peat. He's got Hollywood Brown now. He's got Rice. He's got it's going to be very hard for Mahomes to win an MVP this year.
The biggest difference between Mahomes and Allen is Allen's always had that great defense. He has always played with that great defense behind him. Even last year, they were fourth in the NFL in scoring defense. Chiefs were number two. The Bills were number four. That defense isn't going to be that good this year with what they've lost. But Josh Allen has had that opportunity with a great defense. Even last year, he had it at home to play the Chiefs and didn't get the job done. That's why I questioned. To be honest with you, I would have moved on from McDermott. There's several coaches I would have moved on from. Sirianni's one, McDermott's the other one, and McCarthy in Dallas. Those are the three that I would have moved on from. But because I've kind of seen what they can do with the ceiling. I mean, a home playoff game, you're the number two seed and you can't get the job done. Man, it's going to take a lot for me to buy back into that team.
I think scoring defense can be a little bit overrated.
Actually, I think that's the best stat in defense.
Yeah, but if you're so, I don't think people were looking at the Bills last year. Like we wouldn't have guessed that the Bills would have had a top four defense based on how they played last year. Where were they at in turnovers? Because the Chiefs didn't create many turnovers. They were still one like that. For you to say that you're an elite defense, nobody's saying the Bills were an elite defense last year. I don't think. And I don't know if while they gave up less points is because they were generating turnovers. The Chiefs gave up less points and they generated few turnovers. So that defense, you just knew that how great the Chiefs defense was because of them still giving up the lack of points that they did while not generating as many turnovers.
They were plus two on turnovers. They were a top 10 defense overall, and they were number four in scoring. I mean, the defense was serviceable for them. It was good. It's not as good as what Josh Allen's had.
Right.
Clearly, he's had better defenses when he's done there, and he hadn't done anything with it. But, yeah, I mean, and as far as getting to the quarterback, we know Von Miller couldn't get to the quarterback. He's not even listed as their starter on their team.
He took a massive pay cut
on their team right now. But as far as sacks, Chiefs were number two in the NFL, and so was Buffalo. Buffalo was fourth in sacks. So they did, for all the talk about them not being able to quarterback, they got there 54 times. Chiefs got there 57 times. So the Bills were fourth in the NFL in sacks. Again, Josh Allen's had these great, you know, number one and number two defenses and hadn't got the job done.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.